It's a Mishnah on Daf Tes Zayin in Rosh Hashanah. Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah says as follows. It says four times a year a person's judged. Pesach al Tfu at Seres al Peres Ilam Rosh Hashanah. Now it says as follows. It says, Barash Hashanah. I apologize, I'll speak louder. I'll speak louder. It says on Rosh Hashanah, Kol Bay Olam Oyvim Lefanav, all the people of the world pass in front of Hashem, Kibnei Marin. We're going to speak about that word. Now I don't want to speak about that word, Kibnei Marin. So all the people of the world pass in front of Hashem as Bnei Marin. We'll see three different shot and what those words mean. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Hayoytzer Yachad Libam, the one who created their hearts, Hamevin Al Kol Maaseihem, who understands all their actions. So it says on Rosh Hashanah, all Kol Bay Olam, all the people of the world, pass in front of Hashem Kivnei Marin. That's the Mishnah on Tazayin in Rosh Hashanah. Comes the Gemara Yud Ches Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara says three pshatim in what it means Kivnei Marin. What does it mean? Kol Bay Olam, all the people of the world pass in front of Hashem as Bnei Marin. So the Gemara says one pshat. My Kivnei Marin. What is that expression? Everybody in the world passes in front of Hashem as Bnei Marin. What in the world are Bnei Marin? So it says one pshat. Hacha Targimoi. Over here they teach it Kibnei Imarna, like sheep. Kibnei Imarna. The word Marin is Meloshin Marna. And Imra is a sheep. Marin Marna is the same word. So they pass in front of Hashem like a sheep. What is a sheep? When a master counts out a sheep, he wants to give Meiser, so he counts 10 out. 1, 2, 3, Asiri Kodesh. The 10th one is Meiser, then he counts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, he counts them out. So the same way they come out one by one, they come out one by one by one, so to all the people of the world pass in front of Hashem, Kibnei Marna. So Kibnei Marin is like sheep, one by one by one. Shot number one. Then the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says, Reish Lakish Amar Kemailus Beis Marin. The word Marna means Beis Marin. Bnei Marna means Beis Marin. Beis Marin was an inclination, a very steep hill, that it was very narrow path. It was a place, and it was a very narrow path, and only one guy could walk up at a time. Rashi says there were cliffs on either side. If two people try to walk together, Rahman al-Islam, one went flying down the cliff. Only one could walk. It was a very narrow path with steep inclinations up all sides, only one could walk. So Kibnei Marin means like Kibbeis Marin. This place, Beis Marin, that was a very steep path, very narrow, only one could walk, anybody else falls down. So again, it means you're judged one by one by one. That's Reish Lakish's pshat. Third pshat, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Kichayolei Shebeis David, like the soldiers of Beis David. The soldiers, Bnei Marim, Nia Marim is lofty. Adi Ba Marim on high, Marim is lofty. Kibnei Marim means like lofty people. Like the soldiers of Beis David, those are considered elevated people, Choshva guys. So Kibnei Marin, which Rashi says soldiers are counted one by one by one. That's the nature. Zok Rashi, like soldiers. Kibnei Marin, Kibnei Chayolei Shamelech. Marin, Lashon Maris. Marin, the Lashon rulership. Maris, a Mar is a master. So Kibnei Marin, like people of the master, soldiers. The kacha yamayinai, some used to count them. Yoitz and zecha zebet seis mechavim. They go out to war. They count 1, 2, 3, one by one by one. You count them. Kitzur advarim. You have three pshat in the Mishnah kibnei marin that were counted, and each pshat, whether the pshat kibnei marin means like a marna sheep, whether the pshat means chayol sheb is David, the third pshat, like soldiers, and marim is lofty people, like lofty sons, like soldiers, or whether the pshat means the middle pshat, kemailus beis marin, like this elevated place, there's only room for one, all three pshatim are the same. We're judged one by one by one. Now, Pash pshat in the Gemara, Rashiv has the whole shmuz, this right pair, has the whole shmuz on this Gemara, that he says the whole shmuz, people always feel safety in numbers. I'm not going to speak about this tonight. People always feel safety in numbers. I'm a regular guy, you know, I fit in with the Olam, I'm a regular guy. But Victor Miller always said, keep in mind, he says, I don't know exact sprach I use, but his point was, he said, G'daylim weren't the most normal people. We very much value being a regular guy. Don't be so regular, be. The kids at Adonim, we very much feel safety in numbers. I'm just, you know, I'm one of the boys. I don't do anything so terribly wrong. So He says you judge one by one by one. You judge alone. You don't go with a group of your friends, safety in numbers. You all come in, you huddle up. You and your buddies, you come arm in arm, you're coming alone. That kind of describes, like, only he can describe it. You have to describe one by one what it means, you're alone. You're waiting like your friend's hand to hold you alone. Okay, that's a shmooze. That's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is a kasha. Baruch Shem, I've been bothered as kasha for a month. So I'm wondering, I think I have the emes tikkun pshat. Reb Chaim Volozhin, emes, one of the emes tikkun pshat. Reb Chaim Volozhin in Drushes in the back of Ruach Chaim asks, what is going on in this Gemara? The three pshatim, they're all saying the same thing. So each one is his. The point is, you judge one by one, right? Perishmu is the point. You judge alone. See, this way, once it's bnei mara, it means a marna. No correction. It doesn't mean marna. It doesn't mean sheep. It means bnei mara in a clip. They all mean this. What's the difference? Each one saying is egin apshat. L'mayin afkamina. So Reb Chaim Volozhin asked the kasha, and the Marsha both asked the kasha, and they both learned there is no machlokes here. They're all talking about different aspects of the judgment. Reb Chaim Volozhin is his mahalach, and the Marsha is his mahalach. They're talking about different aspects of the judgment. There's no machlokes, and Bnei Mora are different parts of the judgment, and they each say pshat. I would like to say my own pshat in the three things. They're all saying a different aspect of judgment. You judge one by one by one, and I believe there's an emes tikkun pshat here. There are three aspects to being judged. I would like to speak as follows. Let me go one by one by one, these three aspects. The first aspect we're judged is how we fit into the tzibur. Are we an isha tzibur? The first pshat is hocha targimu, over here they teach it. My kibnei marim, hocha targimu kibnei amarna, like sheep. The first part of the judgment is how are you as part of the tzibur? You judge one by one past. What is the counting of sheep? One, two, three, four. You're part of the counting of a larger group. And from that group, you take off meiser. So the first part of the judgment is how are you with the tzibur? I'll give a dogma. It's there are people who slip up in two ways. Either they lord above the tzibur. They always feel they're above the tzibur. They're not one of the tzibur. But tzaych ami anoch yeshavus. People there above the tzibur. They're above the tzibur. Or there are people who are just different than tzibur. I'll give a mashal. I'm not coming to disparage anybody. I try to come with a different mashal. This is the best mashal I had. I'm on the mirror and I'm not coming to disparage somebody who does this. Could be as cheshbonis, it could be as in the Vardika. There could be reasons. I'm bringing it l'mashal. I'm on the mirror. David learned in the mirror. I'm on the mirror. You see, guy, there's 5,000 people wearing white shirts, and you see one guy wearing a blue shirt. Now, maybe he's in a fire, maybe he has a reason. I don't judge the guy. But if his cheshbon is, I don't follow the tzibur, what a krumma cheshbon. The first part of the judgment, are you a number in the tzibur? Do you fit in? Are you the number three properly? Are you part of the tzibur? The tzibur is a kayach. The Gemara in the Durm says, Darim ibnei chabur shmem takes a tayr. Are you an effective part of the chabura? Are you a number in the chabura? Not lording above the chabura. Are you a good number three? Another nekuda is, do you manage to stay your number? People, I'll tell you one reason people don't keep their number is because they try to be a two. If there's a one and a two, don't be a two. You're not a good part of the tzibur either. The tzibur already has a two. Hashem wants you to be a three. Remember, everybody's a different number. It's one, two, three. If you imitate somebody else, you're also not a good member of the tzibur. It's not about imitators. That's to be a one. A two. How do you fit in with the tzibur? Do you hold your side of the bargain in the tzibur? Do you go along with the tzibur? You count it in the number. You're with the tzibur. You're a tzibur like a person. When the tzibur, I know there's a yid. It's old Talmud Chacham in Farakway. A yid at tzaddik. Mamash yid, a very big Talmud Chacham. Every before the regalim, he's a very Baruch Shem. My mishpacha is close to my father's shtickle Talmud. A yid of Ramnik. Yid of Talmud. I should say so old. Yid of Talmud Chacham. Yid of Fest of Talmud Chacham. He arranges every year before Rosh Hashanah, before Yom Kippur, before Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos in Farakway, he has a community-wide gathering. They learn Torah. He speaks. He's a fest at Talmud Chacham. He brings in a friend, a local rav, an out-of-town rav. He brings him and one other rav speak. It's beautiful. Good great Torah. Right, Brown. I spoke Lomdis. It's geschmack. He told me once, very stark to come. He said, if there's Torah, the tzibur you join. He said, it was a musaf to me, and I went, Baruch Shem, I made a Kabbalah to go, and I went many, many, many times, I gained a lot from it, and I saw which yidden went there. It's very interesting to me. I saw which yidden went. I saw Yidden. I was very surprised with you. A big Talmid Chacham sitting there. It was a big mussar to me about this nekuda being a part of the tzibur. Now people have a very big taiva to express themselves. People want to express. You know, I don't. Now, in some sense, we'll discuss in a minute. It's very healthy. This nekuda, the guy who wears the blue shirt, he wants to express himself. We'll discuss when you express yourself. Be part of the tzibur. Don't be so different. There's a tzibur here. Belong to the tzibur. Don't be. I felt in, when the yeshiva started, I spoke to Rai Kaplan a lot on the phone. No one could ask him, this is the MS. We spoke many, many, many hours before the yeshiva started. Over the years, I've told you some things we spoke, but we spoke hours and hours. Before my wife and I decided to come, it was months, it was from Pesach till the summer. We spoke about it, we spoke in yeshiva in person, over the phone, from Mary. I told hours we spoke about it. There were things I was nervous about. One in the Kuda, I was very nervous, is this new yeshiva called water, is in a new place? Are we like, we're different, a new movement? That to me, I don't want to come near then. A part of the tzibur. There's a tzibur in Klai Yisrael, B'nai Torah, I want to belong. Not a new, a fresh, you know, we have a different, we're part of the tzibur. B'soich Ami Enoichi Yosheves. This is the kudda being another number in the tzibur. I have a chaver who went through the yeshiva system, he's a brilliant guy. He was in Beis Medrash, he went from 9th grade to Beis Medrash, but he was a top guy in Beis Medrash, Beis HaTalmud. From 9th grade Torah, to Beis HaTalmud, a top guy in Beis Medrash. He's a brilliant guy. Today he just took a Rav Shtel in Winnipeg. Brilliant guy. I don't want to say his name. Kitzur Advarim, this chaver, maybe a different time. This chaver went through the yeshiva system and had his ha'aros on the yeshiva system. And my Rebbe Rai Per begged him. I remember he begged him, be a regular yeshiva man. He said, be part of the tzibur. He said, you'll make a much bigger impact on the tzibur than being different than the tzibur. Be part. From being part of it, everybody is ours. Be a good number three. If you'll hold up your end as a number three, we'll get to 4 or 5. You can build on a 3 or 4. If there's no 3, you can't go from 2 to 4 with stuff. The tzibur's chaser without you. You need your 3. There's no other 3 without you. Yenna, he's a 2. Yenna, he's a 4. The tzibur needs you, but it needs you as part of the tzibur. I remember I begged the guy, be a part of the tzibur. This is a long schmooze. This whole topic is a schmooze. It's not the main one I want to talk about, of the three judgments. But I do believe there's one aspect of the judgment, is kibnei amarna. How do you fit? Are you a tzibur-dik person? Are you part of the tzibur? With all its implications, a gadol's nifter. A gadol's nifter, are you misavel on the gadol? Rahman al-Tzlan, here, Yash Zlanga Yarin is sick. Are you misfalv for Yashim? Are you misfalv for Klaisol? Are you in part of the tzibur? Part of being part of the tzibur is you misfalv for the tzibur. Are you a number in the tzibur? Do you belong to the tzibur? Do you feel a part of it? That is one of the judgments. Kibnei Marna. Do you withhold not to lord above it? Again, and not to be separate from it, not to fight it on. But that's one aspect. Comes the next shita. That's the first shita. You can speak about that whole topic, the whole shmooze for itself. There are a lot of aspects to that. It's not the main thing I want to talk about. Comes the next shita and says, it's not kibnei marin. It's not, that's true too. I want to say another aspect of the judgment. So one aspect of the judgment is kibnei marin, like these sheep. Like these sheep, are you part of the minion? The second, Reish Lakish, I'm a kimailis based marin. What's mailis based marin? There's a steep inclination that only one can fit. If two try to fit, he falls off. If another person tries to fit, then he falls off. That's his mindless based marin. It's a very narrow cliff. It's a narrow trail. And if two people walk side by side, he falls off. What's that? That is, could you stand up to the tzibur? That is, you're judged like this cliff that you have to stand alone. That you can't be with anybody else. By necessity, if two people are there, one falls off. That you're judged as you're able to stand up to the tzibur. The first judgment, one judgment, is how are you in relation to the tzibur. There are times to be with the tzibur. But then there are times a person has to have his takas anoichius. Hitaka has to have his zich. Hitaka has to stand up to the flow of the world. Everybody's doing this way. The Welt is an expression. Some people say, I do it. Everybody does it. Everybody was doing that wrong. I spoke Lashnar, everybody says, an expression. There's Platz in Gehenna for ganz Warsaw. There's place in Gehenna for the whole Warsaw. Gehenna's a big place. Very big. Very big place. So, Are you able to stand alone? Kemaila's base marin is the pshat, this steep cliff that anybody else by necessity would fall off. There's only room for one. There's only room for being able to stand up. Avram Avinu, our Tata Avram is called Avram HaIvri. Why is it called Avram HaIvri? So Gemara says Avram HaIvri HaNarzeh. Avram's on one side of the river and Kol HaOilam's on the other side of the river. The Nekud of Avram, a person has to ask himself, B'mah Chashak, with what did Hashem desire? Why did Hashem desire my others? He imitates those midas. We're told about Avram, one of the beautiful Nekuds of Avram, he was a Yachid. He was able to stand up to the world. He was able to stand against popular, against the tide. Against everybody's, I can do different. We live in a generation, I'm telling you, I don't know if it was always this way. I'm also guilty of this. I see all of us. It's amazing to me how afraid we are about public opinion, what others are going to say. I hear from Bachram over and over, they're afraid to do this, afraid to go here. What's this one going to say? What's that one going to say? We're so paralyzed. By the way, because this is the truth. I remember I have a chaver who today probably is from the big masmid, from the biggest masmid in America. Probably from the biggest masmid in America. He's a person who has learned through Shas. Tremendous, tremendous. I asked my friend Avram Perrin Lakewood, how many of this other guys are there? He's like, five. He's a Yachid Miuchid. I remember this guy in Yeshiva, when the whole world in learning, he would have an opinion in learning. Everybody would yell at him. Remember the shir? He stuck to his guns. Not too stubborn. He wasn't afraid to be Yachid. I remember a lot of Zachin over the years, when it was very popular, everybody was going to a chasna. He didn't go. I remember the whole Yeshiva like was like, push, it's a chesed chasna. Yeah. He learned. I'm not saying not to do chesed chasna. He was a Yachid. I remember everybody ran. Today he's a Veltzid. Everybody ran. Nobody's going. You can go. Be a Yachid. Shem Zechnish. There's not Lahachis. People want to express their anoichis. I said, the first judgment, the guy he wants to be a Yachid. So what does he do? He puts on his blue shirt in the mirror. Oh, yes, he's a Yachid. You're wasting. Why are you doing? You know, instead, when nobody's learning Friday afternoon, be a Yachid. Oh, yes, be a Yachid. No, this guy, the oil employee, everybody goes, runs around Fridays, then he runs around. Where does he express the Yachidus? He wears his blue shirt. Don't waste the Anoichius. The Anoichius should be used in the right area, in the area that's unique to you. Each person has unique milus, unique personality. Don't be afraid to express it. Don't be afraid to express it. Don't be afraid to express what you're strong at, what you're, that's Kemaila Space Marin, that's what judge done next. One by one, how do you express your Yechidus? So you judge one by one, how do you fit in your number, is Kemaila Marina, and Kemaila Space Marin is this aspect you're judged on. How do you climb the cliff by yourself? Are you able, are you or not? That's a judgment also. Are you able to stand up and be a Yechid? Where do you have trouble there? When everybody else falls off the cliff, you can't walk there anymore. It's a little too tight for you. It's a little too lonely for you. Nobody else can, by necessity, nobody can be standing next to you. It's a little lonely. You can't walk there. This is a very crucial Nekud in Aliyah. For any Ben Aliyah, the Gemara says, "Ve'isi b'nei Aliyah ve'ei mu'atin." I saw b'nei Aliyah and they're mu'atin. So Pashup Shat you learn, it's the very few. They're very few. But I once heard from my Rebbe, Rav Schneider, Yid in the Mirror, he said, beautiful pshat. If I remember, this is how he said it. If I'm saying it wrong, then I don't give him the blame. If I'm saying it right, he gets the credit. The way I understood it, Re'isi b'nei Aliyah, I saw b'nei Mu'atin, they're very few. How can you pass like that? They're very few? Depends what Jadar, he saw Ruach HaKodesh, they're not going to be a lot? It's like, depends when, where. Sometimes there are few b'nei Aliyah, sometimes there are a lot. What's Re'isi b'nei Aliyah and they're few? So when I heard pshat, a gorgeous pshat, it's a Gemara and Sukkah. I heard a gorgeous pshat from this year of Schneider. I don't remember who he said it, if it wasn't his own. He said, Re'isi b'nei Aliyah, I saw b'nei Aliyah, and they're the miut. Not there's only a few of them. V'hei mu'atim, they're from the few. V'hainu, they had this kayach to be from the few. V'hei mu'atim, who are those b'nei Aliyah? The people who have the kayach to be from the few. The people who have the kayach, they don't have to belong to the masses. They don't have to be everybody's doing. Nay, okay, Stalim's going b'nei Asdarim, I can learn b'nei Asdarim. Hey mu'atim, they have the kayach of being from the few. And those of B'nai Aliyah, there may be a lot of them. That's not the Nekuda. The Nekuda is they're not afraid to express Ani. They're not afraid to express themselves. Their Nekudas, their personalities, their Koiches. Each one is his Koiches. They're not afraid to express it. Not afraid to live by it. Not afraid to stand up for it. This applies in a all different areas, by the way. Sai applies, sometimes it applies if you have a talent, expressing your talent. This is, again, each one of these could be a long shmooze. It's not for this late at night. There's a long shmuz. This also applies. Stop not being afraid to speak up. Amol, everybody around you speaking lashon hara, not being afraid. Everybody says lashon hara. Not being afraid to say you're at somebody's house and maybe, I don't know, is the kashrus here good? Not being afraid to, I don't want to stand out. In America, we're frightened. Many, actually in America, truth in America, truth in America, people talk, I don't mind being a little different sometimes. But there is a fear amongst some people, amongst a lot of people, to stand out. There's such a fear. What's Yenna going to say? What's this one going to say? It's me not to be so afraid. That's the second aspect. The third aspect is the third aspect, I like the soldiers. The Kibnei Marnes Kayolish based David, like the soldiers based David. This aspect is what's the soldier counted one by one by one? Is are you upholding your deal? What's the deal of a soldier? To each one has to help fend for the other one. A soldier is the pshat that you're part of an army, you have to cover the back of Yenim. A soldier's the pshat is that each one has to defend for the other one. Each one has to work together, helping one another. It's teamwork. A soldier, the third part, the third aspect is not just are you part of the tzibur, you follow the tzibur. Not are you able to stand up to the tzibur when the time comes for that, to be different than the tzibur when the time calls for that. The third aspect is like a soldier, like a teamwork. Are you able to be mesayei of the tzibur? Not just you keep your number. A soldier is not just he holds his number. Is the pshat is the team. Is already an army. Like chayol shvei zdavah, like an army. Kibnei marim is like an army. You're counted like an army. Each one you count like an army, like a team. How are you for the team? Are you a team player? Do you just care about myself? Chayol is like a soldier. As belonging to a team, you're judged. Kibnei Marin doesn't mean one by one here. It means Kibnei Marin as a Bnei Marim from a Mar, from a master. You're judged of belonging to a master as being part of a team. All being on the master's team, on this army's team. How loyal are you to the team? You always find people always are ready to protect their rights, their turf. You always find people ready to, people are so protective. The minute like you pagay and they're covered, they get all braggous. The minute you pagay in them, and this, people are so protective of their turf. Mamash yesterday, somebody was handling me a lot of the day about like all upset. I was laughing because a year ago he was being right to somebody else in a similar manner. I was pushing yesterday, Maisa Shah yesterday. He was mamash protecting his turf. The year before, he was being right of somebody in the same manner. But people are so protective of their turf. People are so protective of when you forget, are you a team player? You're thinking about Yenim. You're thinking about Yenim. I love, if you look over there, Gemach. If you look over there, somebody, I don't know who put it, pens and other stuff. Beautiful. That's somebody who's thinking about others. We're so quick to protect our turf, my covered, my. Why are you protecting your friends? Protect your roommates' covered. Stop being so vigilant. You're being such a good soldier protecting your covet. Protect the Enes covet. Protect the Kodesh Baruch Hu's covet. We're so vigilant, so careful on our little Dalet Amos. Be careful that Tzibra's Dalet Amos. Look around you. Notice things. You're part of an army. You're not alone. A soldier's not in his own little... He's part of an army. It always amazed me. The frontline soldiers amaze me. It amazed me, the frontline soldiers is an amazing thing because there's so much more precarious situation in the backline soldiers that run, especially in the old that way of warfare. It amazed me. A lot of them get killed. But the pshat is any army works teamwork. Any army works a certain you're buckled to the team. The nature, the psychology of an army, for those, I give a press the muscle, there's no football. What they do is they very much try to get, that's uniforms, by the way. It works in sports that way. Just blush, give a mush that's like that we're more used to. In sports works that way. The uniform, they try to get to think team. That's the army. That's the uniform of an army. Is you try, don't think about, if you think about yourself, it's lost. The second a shot comes, you'll run, you'll start running the other way. But it's the team. They hammer away the U.S. Army, the U.S. The team. If a guy's thinking Egan, the team falls apart. It's true in basketball, it's true in team sports, and a much deeper level in warfare. Is the team. There's no zich. There's no self. That's Chayol Espez David. You're judged also how good at you are thinking about the tzibur. You're right there times to stand up to the tzibur when the tzibur's going wrong. You're right there times to belong to the tzibur. There's a third aspect. You have to think about the rest of the tzibur. Are you thinking about the tzibur, the team? Chayol Espez David, are you thinking about the team? Kibnei Marin. It's such a crucial... This isn't an akuda be'emes. I'm not going to speak any of the nekudas long, but when I plan on speaking tonight, is speaking about Riches, about this third nekuda. This third nekuda, being an Isha Tzibur, it's Kedai, the Alp Nevardik, has a long shtickle on this at the end. It's too long for 11:40 at night. But he speaks about this nekuda of being being somebody who the tzibur needs. He even speaks about it in terms of being a tremendous eitz and din. That Hashem and din, it's a tremendous trick and din. Tremendous eitz. You want an eitz and din, a trick and judgment. If your person the tzibur needs, Hashem can't take you away. Chashon can't. But the word is, Hashem says, all of a sudden, they're taken away. Rahman al affects this one, that one. It's a big chos, excuse me, in din. Tremendous chos in din to be in a shatzibur. This nakuda, thinking being part of the tzibur, but thinking about the others in the tzibur. I love things like in the mirror, you have a lot of things like this. People start up, a gemach, a tape gun. It's thinking about the tzibur, it's training stuff. Rai Brown, this is a very, I'm not embarrassed. Yeah, I'm not embarrassed to say it, but Robin. Rai Brown always says over to the Bachrim, he says, oh, I heard him a couple of times, says, you're alone in the bathroom, you see tissues on the floor, put them in the garbage. You don't like touching, you worry about germs, so use a paper towel and pick up all the papers. Nobody's in, nobody will ever know. You're Isha Tzibur, train yourself. You're Isha Tzibur. Why should you walk in, you were disgusted, it was dirty, so the next guy shouldn't have to do is clean it up. To think, to train ourselves to think a little big. To think about others around us. Who are always worried, I'm not happy. I love hearing Baruch Hashem over the years. Baruch Hashem over the years, I have heard it. You hear a guy who come to you, I'm so not happy. Why did that guy ever come running? Mom's worried, his roommate's not so happy. We're protective of his roommate's turf. Not running for the own turf. He was Pagaya, why is that guy come running? My chavrus is covered, somebody was Pagaya. My chavrus is covered. Why are we careful? Why don't we come running protective dakos? That we're not protective of. Our own covered, we're mamish vigilant. Vigilant, our own, not own covered, our own, any part of our own damage. We're so vigilant that we shouldn't be hurt. Like vigilant on it, we guard it. Somebody, mamish, doesn't do the way we like it, we burst out with explosions. Why are we vigilant on the other guys, on his... This is Kichael Sprit David. This is the third aspect of Neymarin. This is something I believe is a very Kedai thing to work on in Elul. Very connected to become a person who's more attuned to the tzibur. One of the eights towards Avas Hashem is this high darga. It's a very high darga, Avas Hashem, to think about Hashem all the time. One of the quickest eights to Avas Hashem is Avas Yisrael, is thinking about the enemy. Because if we're very attuned to ourselves, there's no room for God. Guys, me. Ain't I neither who yachal leader of Makom Echad? There's no room for Hashem. Me and him, a balgaiva, somebody who's attuned to himself, we can't live in the same place. That's what happens. The person opens himself up. He sees Yenim. He sees other people. Other people. It's like a discovery. You know, little kids discover their hands. Very cute. You ever see a little kid discover? People make a discovery. They're other people. Shocking. It's a shocking. When you make the discovery, it like overwhelms you a little. You always think, I don't know about you, I admit all my sins. I always, when I was little, I had the following question, thought. I don't know if anybody else here had it. I'm just a little embarrassed. But shit, it's just the mile of Gehemish Oilam, a small Oilam. I got things are playing here. But small Oilam, you're a little more, less embarrassed to share secrets. So I'll tell you a secret. I always had a question. I thought I was a big thinker. I wasn't. But Mistam Gadai is a big thinker. I always thought, maybe I'm the only real one in the world. Everybody else is part an actor. Hashem sent, like, to be in my world, a bunch of actors. You see a selfish guy? I had the shy a few years when I was younger. Everybody else, maybe just an actor. I don't want to say I still had the shy. So, not a million bucks. But I had when I was younger. So everybody else is an actor. And the truth is, as you get older, you realize that not only is that your, I apologize. You realize as you get older, not only is that your, that's your question, your little, that's your silly question, but you really live that way because you really believe it. It's not just a cute question. You really believe it. They're all actors. They're all just Echatimsa for me. Echatimsa, it's all. I'm the guy who exists. So nobody should go home with this question. Nobody should wake up and we all exist together. Maldi. We all exist. But the word is that we have to learn to other people. We have to learn. It's frightening when you're home alone, somebody else in the house. Frightening. The other people in your world, it's like a little overwhelming. The other people, there's roommates. The push of other people around you, other people with feelings. Even sometimes when you have tainus, by the way. There are times I have tainus in somebody. I'm only have a tain on a guy. I think of myself, I have a tain on a guy, and I think about it. I'm being so picky with the guy, I'm just not letting him exist. The guy acting normally, but I'm fatayin it. I'm not giving him the right to exist. He's being himself. I'm not letting him. Even when we look like we're on the right, we're frataina the guy. It's also an akudim not thing there are others. The other people are human beings. Let them exist. Be meichel sein. Even when we are on the time, we say, that has nothing to do. I'm not selfish. He really did something to me. Even then, it's selfish. You're not letting another guy be. He's normal. You make mistakes also. He's normal also. He makes mistakes. Let him be. The other people have a right to exist. Other people have a secret, have rights to make mistakes. They have rights. You have a right, and he also has a right to make mistakes. People make mistakes. No, but we're so ourselves, nobody can make mistakes. Other people also make mistakes. Part of it, this is Chayol Shemes David. This is this third aspect of the judgment, to see are we people talk who belong to the army, who belong are not just a yachid, but we belong teamwork, team, the army. So it's, now, if you're wondering, so we just spoke three aspects, they all collide, that's balance. That's the perfect person, the gadol, the isha shalem, who's balanced. We spoke about this many, many times in Musar. Whenever you learn Musar, you always find opposites bouncing at each other. Davar v'ifuchah, we spoke about many, many times. Musar is about balance. Godless greatness and shlemus is about balance. So if you're wondering, you're hitting this way and that way, it's true. It is true. It's about balance. It's about being a person who has an anachios, who has a zich, who has a self, who very much expresses himself. Not in the blue shirt in the mirror. He expresses himself where it counts. He's able to express himself. He's able to get up and give a speech to an olam. He's not embarrassed. He's able, if he could sing, he has a nice voice to sing. He's able to express himself. He's able to be, whatever koyach he has, kabinet Hashem mehoincha, altak mehoincha megroincha, whatever koyach to express himself, he's able to be a yachid. He's able to stand up if the tzibur is doing things wrong. That's expressing anoichus. That's mitzad echad. Mitzad shein, he's able to belong. He doesn't have to wear his blue shoe. His anoichus doesn't express himself. Everybody assured you he grows his hand. He's normal. He fits in with the tzibur. He doesn't. If the olim is wearing hats and jacks, he wears hats and jacks also. But I want to express it in another way. Why not this? Because why? Because why start up? Is this the tzibur is doing? This is not. And what do you gain now? But you want to express it? Express it in a more subtle way. Express it in a more important way. See, he expresses the healthy person, and he's judged on this. Does he express anachios? If he's just bottle, that's not either. Does he express anachios? The mindless space modern, that steep cliff that you have to walk alone. Well, one of his judgments. Two, does he belong to the tzibur? Does he belong to Bnei Marno? Counted 1, 2, 3, the number of the tzibur. Just another number, as they say. Not just another number. An important number, and each number needed, but a number. A number in the tzibur. Is he part of it? Not lording above the tzibur. Not, I'm above that tzibur. No, part of the toich ami and yeshev is one of the guys. Part of the tzibur. I had a chaver who's a very mufita guy. It's a big masmid. And he was in a class. He's younger than me. He was in a class. Ramesha Dunn knows him also. He's amazing. He's married in Eretz Yisrael Dicker. He's a very mufka. He married a girl. She only speaks Hebrew. He only speaks English. He's married. Happily married. He has children. Very happy guy. He's a mamasha mufka guy. He used to make a siyum for a year straight. He made a siyum at a masechta every single Shabbos. Every single Shabbos. He's not a worldly guy. He's like a mad plan. He was very makbid. He was a Talmud right there. So he was very makbid. He tried. It was hilarious because his trying to be one of the guys was funny. His class was a very lebedik olam. So I remember he tried any case he can to be one of the class. My father came to Eretz Yisrael. And he had over that olam was the, at that time I was in Kol, but that was the olam that were bachrim then there to Israel. So my father in my house for all the bachrim made a big reunion with the Farakra guys. So his old olam came and he came also. He looked different. He had a beard. He looked much different than his olam. They were bachrim. He looked different. But whenever the guys took a class picture, they're all holding up hands like those lovely guys. They're holding up twos. They didn't have Waterbury. They're on twos and doing Allah Zachin. It was so funny. He's in all the pictures, you know, crowding on the floor, holding up a two with his big beard. Whatever. He ate my house pretty often. And we had a lot of different type of people. My Taylor Berkshire had a lot of different kinds of people. He was always one of the guys. He was always joking. When everybody laughed, he many times he had a safer at the table. Everybody laughed. He stopped laughing. Ha ha ha! He was one of the guys. This Berkshire, my wife and I always laughed. But this is the being one of them. It's a healthy thing. It's important. It's important, and doesn't it comes out? It comes out in many ways. It comes out in many areas of godless. This is an area of godliness. We're judged on this. Are you one of the people? This it takes a certain anivus. Just to be one of the people in shul, you're one of the people. Everybody gets to say, tell them you join in also. You don't have to be the guy Gedolim comes together, you join in also. To be one of the people, not, you don't have the special need to be the loudest, to be stand out. There's a very, you know, not everybody has to be the loudest. You see people who are quiet, to fit in. It's a very special midah. It's a midah even a loud guy can learn from. To fit in, to be one of the Olam. One of the Olam. I express my noichus, that's true. Also to be have the ability at times it calls just to be one of the crowd. Calls for that at times. A different number. I'm a number three, he's a number two. We're not the same number, and the tzibur needs all numbers. I don't have to be the same. But to fit in with Dailam. That's one. And the third thing is not just fitting into Dailam, not expressing my difference to Dailam, picking up the whole Dailam, uplifting the whole Chayolishup is David. Am I that soldier who's able to think about the team and elevate the whole team, make the whole team around me better? Because they're players who make everybody who plays well but the team loses, and they're players who elevate all his other four teammates. There's a soldier who elevates all the other soldiers, who makes the whole army a better place. Good mashalaitan? Is it true? And that's the third judgment. That's the third judgment. The third judgment is my team player, my somebody who elevates the people around me. Do my chaver, and this is a very good question to ask yourself about your friendships. This is a very good question to ask me. Do people around me gain from being, do my friends gain from me? Very good question. Every friendship should ask yourself. If you could say yes, it's a special thing. If you could say that your friend gains an area from kind of ruchnis, from you, it's a very, even gashmis, same ruchnis. Does my friend gain? Gashmis, what does he gain from being around me? Gains happiness. It's a very good question to ask yourself. That's chayel spesh davar, and we're judged on that. And we're judged to make sure the answer to that question is yes. I'm sorry, I kept that on so late.